What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Do you ever create a piece of content? Maybe it's like a podcast episode, a video, an article, Instagram story video, whatever it is. And you're like, man, that was really, really good. I can't wait to share that with people. Well, a few months ago, I did an episode with Amy Porterfield for her podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy, which was all about pre-launch strategies with Facebook and Instagram ads. It was jam-packed with tips and strategies and tactics, and we both got amazing feedback about it. And I remember hanging up from that interview with Amy, and I was like, man, that was really good. That felt really good. We provided a lot of information, and it was just one of those interviews that we were both in the zone. And so I asked her if I could share that interview with you all here on my show. And so today, I'm going to share that episode with you. Even if you've already listened to it, definitely listen to it again, as you're going to pick things up the second time around that you may have missed the first time. And we're talking all about pre-launch strategies. So if you're not familiar with this whole concept of the pre-launch phase of a launch, this is the super important, say, 60 to 90 day period of time leading up to a launch. And the pre-launch can vastly improve your launch by creating buzz, increasing your reach and launch list, and ultimately making your entire launch a whole lot less stressful and also bring in bigger revenue with your launch. So that, my friends, is what we're going to dive into here today. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Super appreciate it. Whatever you're up to right now, hope all's going well. Hope you're having an amazing day. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this episode that you're going to hear is an episode that I did with Amy Porterfield, my good friend Amy, on her podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. And it's all about pre-launch strategies with Facebook and Instagram ads. And it was one of those episodes that we did together. And I was like, man, it was so good. And we got amazing feedback about it. So I asked her if I could share it with you here today. And here we are. Super psyched to share this one with you. If you've already heard it, definitely listen to it again, because you're going to pick up different things today that you may have missed the first time around. So definitely have another listen. We get into things like how to use Facebook ads and Instagram ads, even when you're on a tight budget for your launch, and why you should not be hiring out your ads right away. Okay. We talk about the power of crafting content around objections that you feel like your target customers might have around your offer and how to go about doing that. We talk about the strategy that ensures by the time that you open the doors to your webinar, to your video series, to whatever it is that you're using to launch your offer, that your people are ready to learn from you, hear about your offer, and are clamoring to purchase it from you. We also talk about lead magnets, video ads, Facebook pop-up groups, quizzes, and a whole bunch more here in this episode. Get your notebooks out. Make sure to take some time to listen to it a couple times through, because that's how chock full this one is with tips, tactics, and strategies. Now, before we dive into it, if you're an online expert, quick announcement here for you. I'm doing 2 live free webinar trainings tomorrow, Thursday, November 14th. All about Facebook and Instagram ads. This is called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, 3 strategies for creating effective ads that get results. And so if you're an online expert and you're feeling overwhelmed and intimidated and you just want to pull your hair out when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I want to invite you to register for one of these trainings on the 14th. You can pick a time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/live-training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/live-training. In addition to my exact step-by-step process, I'm also going to be sharing the common mistakes that I see most people making with their Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can avoid them. I'm also going to be doing live Q&As during these trainings. Okay. Again, the link to sign up is rickmulready.com/live-training. This is for those of you who have not yet done ads and want to get into it, or you're doing ads right now, but you're not getting the results that you want. Okay. And you're an online expert. Even if you listen to this after the 14th, still make sure to register, because there will be a limited time replay. Okay. rickmulready.com/live-training. Okay. Let's jump into it. Here's my pre-launch episode that I did with Amy Porterfield.
Okay, so let's get to it. We're going to talk about 3 different strategies for using Facebook ads in a pre-launch. And then, of course, Rick always comes to the table prepared. So he's like, I also have a bonus one at Amy. So I can't wait to hear about the bonus one as well. And with that, I first want to just lay it out in terms of what is pre-launch. And Rick, I'm going to explain what it is to me, but then you talk to me about what it is to you as well. Because actually, some marketers have different interpretations of this.
Totally.
So when I talk about a pre-launch, I specifically am talking about the 60 to 90 days before I start to fill up my webinars that will eventually sell my course. So if I'm going to fill up my webinars starting, let's say, September 5th, then the 60 days before that, I'm in pre-launch. And when I'm in pre-launch, what that means for me is typically I am doing Facebook Lives on my Facebook page every single week around the topic, or the topics are often aligned with whatever it is I plan to sell. So if I'm going to sell Digital Course Academy on September 12th, which is when the doors open for enrollment, so everybody can know that now. If I'm going to sell Digital Course Academy on September 12th, then my pre-launch is all about course creation and list building and webinars and all that stuff that's inside Digital Course Academy. Or even before that, the mindset around how to get ready to create a digital course in your business and how to get past those roadblocks that you might be thinking you're not good enough or you're not ready. And there's a lot of mindset stuff that I could teach about beforehand as well. And in a pre-launch, I typically meet them where they're at and I encourage them to move forward in the direction of creating a digital course. So you're educating, you're inspiring. Typically, the vehicle I use is Facebook Lives. And then I do the Facebook Live and then I turn it into a Facebook ad and I run a lot of traffic to it. And I retarget a lot of that traffic when I open up my webinar registration. So specifically, that's what it looks like for me. And we'll talk about some of those elements with Rick and get into more detail. But Rick, what would you add to that in terms of a pre-launch strategy?
I mean, I would say the only thing I would add to that is that you can, when you're creating that content in the pre-launch, you know, lead up to the launch, you're using the content to kind of overcome objections as well. So what kind of objections do you think that your audience might have about the offer that you're going to make, you know, to them? Like, oh, I've never done this before, or, you know, I'm the only one with this problem, or something like that, stuff like that. And you can use the content. And your example there, I mean, you're doing Facebook Lives, which I love. You can, you know, do content, do Facebook Live content around
those objections. So this would be like brainstorming, like, all right, what are some of the objections that people are going to have? Or if you've done a launch before and you've heard the objections, you can just go back and look at those objections and say, all right, how can I incorporate overcoming those objections in some of the content that I'm doing?
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Yes, I love that. That's actually even more important than everything else I said. The goal here is to think of all those objections and what are they thinking and feeling? And then you're addressing them. You're hitting them head on during a lot of that pre-launch. And one of the great things when you pre-launch is when you open the doors to, let's say, a webinar, let's say you're going to do it the way I do it. When you open the doors to the webinar, your goal is that you've already had some really big conversations with them. You're not convincing them that they need to do whatever it is you're teaching. They're already there because the pre-launch material got them there. So I want you to think, where do I want them to be in terms of what are they thinking? What are they feeling the minute they get on my webinar? So if I want them thinking a certain way, then what do I need to do in the pre-launch to get them there? So kind of future pace yourself as well. There's so much magic that can happen in a pre-launch. And that's why I wanted to bring Rick on here, because not only can we talk about the strategy in general, but he can add another layer to it with the Facebook ads. And so let's get into it, Rick. Like, give us a first strategy you can do in a pre-launch.
I mean, I would say the first one is what you just talked about from, you know, video. And okay. Using video to create content, to add value, to overcome those objections. And again, I'm not talking necessarily about hiring a production crew, you know, because people think video, like, oh, I don't want to do, you know, I don't have the budget to do this. Grab your phone, start creating video. Or just like you're talking about, Amy, this could be right in front of your laptop or on your webcam and start doing Facebook Lives. Just do some videos. I like, maybe keep them on the shorter side, but as you're adding value, think about what is your, you know, what is your point of view on whatever topic that you're talking about? Is it even better if it goes against like kind of conventional wisdom, like what someone else is talking about or what is generally talked about, whatever, whatever niche that you're in? Is your point of view unique to you and you positioning yourself that way in those videos while overcoming those objections? So you can do, if you're doing, you know, 60 days worth of content, I mean, that's a lot of videos that you can, that you can be doing. And the idea there is to build those audiences, like you just mentioned, Amy, where you're building the audiences of people who are engaging with those videos, meaning you can go into Facebook under the audiences section and you can create engagement audiences of people based on how long they're watching the video. So for example, I want to build an audience of people who are watching 25% of the video or 50% of the video or 95% of the video and what have you. And, you know, if we're getting technical for a second, as far as like the actually how the setup goes of the ads, I would do an objective of video views and then optimize for what Facebook calls through play. This is actually the default setting in Ads Manager. But basically, what the way that Facebook describes through play is it allows advertisers to optimize and pay only for the videos that are watched to either completion or at least 15 seconds. So if you have a 60-second video, you're only paying when somebody watches at least 15 seconds of the video. And this is called through play. Mm. So we're getting a little technical here.
I like it.
Objective video views, because we're telling Facebook, hey, we want people to watch this video, basically. And then you optimize for this, what this option is called through play, and it's for at least 15 seconds. So this is something I did last year, was it 2018, yeah, middle of 2018, when I launched. At the time, I had my Ad Manager program. This is the exact strategy that we did. We did three videos, I want to say, and they were on the short, I mean, they're not, they weren't like 60 seconds, but they were like 3 to 4 minutes. And I picked a theme for each one of the videos. I actually don't remember what the themes were for each one, but they were talking about how people are looking at their ads business, in my opinion, in the incorrect way. So I was presenting a new option for them, a way to think about it. And so watch the video. I was building these engagement audiences, and then I was retargeting those engaged people when, you know, we did the when we did a launch, and it worked really, really well.
So you had mentioned that the videos you did around thinking about running ads in different ways. Did you mm-hmm. say those videos were like just a few minutes long?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you do that? I really struggle with like videos that are less than 5 minutes. I feel like I can't even get anything out. Like, do you have a secret for that? I'm amazed.
No, I mean, there's no real secret.
How do you do that?
I taught this. I actually taught this strategy to one of my mastermind students, Accelerator Mastermind, and she did like 60-second videos, and they were just like really obviously really quick hits. You know, that she picked one point and, you know, made it her own. Like, you know, this is her point of view on whatever topic it was. You know, she flipped it against what the traditional thought process was around this. I don't remember what she was talking about specifically, but she created a series of like just 60 second videos and then created engagement audiences. And that worked really, really well for her.
So good.
And this is just a matter of like getting to the point, right? As quickly as we can. And it is an art.
Right? Okay. So thank you for saying so.
I'm the same way as you. I'm long-winded.
Oh, man, you really have to think about it before you go live. My other question. So you're suggesting that these are pre-recorded. Like, you don't even have to do a Facebook Live first?
I would say either one. Whatever you're more comfortable with doing, as long as it's video.
Okay. Right?
So again, this could be Facebook Live for sure, because there's, you know, you sit down and go, or grab your phone and start recording.
Okay. Right.
And when we think about video, you know, I know you talk about this a lot, but, you know, some of the best videos that have performed the best for me is like me literally headphones in, connected to my phone, walking down the sidewalk, coffee in hand, and I'm speaking to the camera. And so when we think about that, like, all right, two things. Lighting, is the lighting okay? So if you're outside, for example, you're going to have good lighting. If you're inside, you know, I know you talk about the ring light a lot. Grab a simple ring light or something like that. And then just make sure the sound is okay. You know, I use earbuds, like whatever. Just make sure that people can hear you.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense. All right. So first of all, you're saying video ads definitely work for a good pre-launch. And I will tell you, I had this experience when I was promoting Tribe, which is Stu McLaren's program. Mm-hmm. And I watched him and I got to talk to him firsthand about this. And then I did a little bit with him in terms of ad videos, and the off the cuff, sillier they were, the yep. better they produced now, or the better results I got. But here's what's weird. I am not overly silly on video. So if you know me personally and you come to my house and have a glass of wine, I laugh and have a lot of fun and I'm silly in that environment. But you put me on video and I'm not cracking jokes or being like over the top silly, where Stu is all the time. Like, he's jumping in the pool in his clothes mm-hmm. and doing crazy things and getting his kids involved, which is adorable. So his ads were crazy funny the whole time. And he said those were the ads that just killed it. The serious yep. ads he did hardly even worked for him. So he yep. did more of what's working. So one, paying really close attention to more of what's working. But even for me, where I'm not naturally silly on video, I did some more off the cuff, sillier ones with him. And they produce better. Chloe's like, I hate to tell you, Amy, but the one where Stu is literally being a crazy person in your own ad is producing way better than your serious ones. And I'm like, dang it.
In your backyard, right?
In my backyard, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's something about that.
Yeah, he did that video, I think it was last year, where he was like backflipping into...
Yes.
He was on a trip with his family, and he was backflipping into the pool, or forward flipping into the pool. And he like comes up on the side, and he's like, oh, hey, or something like that.
Oh my God, I could never. Could never do that.
And then, and I remember him saying, he's like, yeah, that one performed the best. And it was just like this stupid little video, but it catches people's attention. It's a pattern interrupt that they're, you know, it looks like the type of video that you would see, for example, in Instagram stories.
Yes.
And people like it. People dig it.
So just something to think about, guys. I'm not even naturally silly on videos, but I think the more casual I get and off the cuff and less scripted, the better. So if you don't like super polished, if you don't like scripted, you're in luck, my friend, because what's
even better.
Yeah. What's working right now are the less professional polished scripted videos in Facebook ads. So something to think about. But this whole idea of retargeting all those video views when I do open webinar registration is incredibly powerful for us. And it's something that we bank on. Like, we plan the reason we're pre-launching with Facebook advertising and Instagram ads is because of that. I guess with Instagram ads, you can't retarget yet, though.
Well, you're building engagement audiences.
Yes. So that's important.
And you can build those Instagram engagers, meaning people engaging with your business profile. So yeah, you can build those audiences.
Perfect.
The other thing, just to kind of add to this, Amy, is that, and one of my students, Brandy Miles, does this really, really well, is she uses the videos in addition to building engagement audiences. She's also using videos to test target audiences. So if she's going to be targeting, you know, different interests, she's using the videos before she gets into the webinar ads to test out which audiences are interacting and engaging with her videos the most. Okay. And so she'll like narrow down the target audiences that way, so that when she gets to the webinar ads, she already has a good idea of which audiences are performing really well, which I think is super smart.
So smart. I love that. Yep. I want to, before we move on to our second strategy for pre-launch, I want to mention that this episode is officially sponsored by Rick's program Foundations, which is a getting started with Facebook ads and Instagram ads program. And it's really good. So Rick, I want you to talk about it really briefly. But one thing I'll say is a lot of my students are on tight budgets and they cannot at this point afford to hire somebody to run all their ads during their first launches.
Totally.
And so a lot of my students are doing the ads themselves. And I just interviewed one of the gals that she's going to be on an episode coming up in a few weeks, where she ran all her own ads inside of her launch. And it was a 6-figure launch. So she learned from you, Rick. She actually gave you a shout out in the interview. Wow. Her name is Jamie Sears. And she said, yeah, I learned from Rick how to get started with Facebook ads. So talk to me about Foundations, because this is a perfect fit for my audience that's just getting started with ads.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad that you bring that up as far as doing your own ads when you're first getting started, not just because I teach it, right? But like, what I hear from people is so many times that people come to me and they're like, yeah, I hired an ads manager And, you know, I lost out on $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 for the past several months because I had no idea what I was doing. I couldn't have a conversation with them because we weren't speaking the same language. I like to say, make yourself, you know, at least make yourself dangerous, meaning have a basic understanding of your ads before you go hiring them out. Once you have that understanding, 9 times out of 10, what happens is, and I don't know if this was Jamie's case, where it's like, all right, I'm going to teach myself how to do this. And then they kind of like, oh, I kind of like this. I kind of enjoy this. So yes. I'm going to do it some more. I mean, I have countless people that's happened to. I actually want to offer your audience a free training on this.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, this is a free webinar training. They can go and schedule anytime that works best for them. It's how to create a winning Facebook and Instagram ads campaign without the overwhelm, without wanting to pull your hair out, and without breaking the bank. And the whole concept of that actually came from your audience, Amy, where I was talking to a bunch of them in one of your groups, and they kept saying, like, I'm so overwhelmed when it comes to ads and getting started with ads. And it makes me want to pull my hair out. And so that's really what this free training and the Foundations program is all about, is like, look, let's teach you how to create ad campaigns, both Facebook and Instagram ads, that are going to work, you know, and get some ads that are going, meaning, all right, let's get some traction going here. Let's start getting some leads, start getting some sales, and then you can build on that. So it's the foundation of how to create campaigns that actually convert for you.
Okay, really good. So guys, go to amyporterfield.com/foundations to grab your spot in that free masterclass. amyporterfield.com/foundations. You definitely do not want to miss this, and it will allow you to save so much money if on your first launch, you're running your own ads and you at least know what's going on. Or if you do want to hire someone, like Rick said, at least you know enough to be dangerous. So good stuff. Okay, so Rick, let's move on to our second pre-launch ad strategy. What do you got?
This is going to be a very basic one, but the basics are what works.
Right? Yes, it's true. This is how I run my business, with the basics.
Exactly. And you and I are talking before we hit record here. And one challenge that we see is people are looking for like that secret little thing, like, ooh, what's the thing that no one else is doing? Well, it's not always that. Most of the time, 99% of the time, it's the basics, and getting the basics down and getting them to work for you, that is what's going to move the needle for you. And so this second strategy is simply use ads to build your email list to attract your ideal audience for this specific launch. And so create a lead magnet that aligns with the launch that you're about to do so that you can run your ads to a target audience and start attracting those people that you want to be attracting for the launch. And so, you know, what is it? So the lead magnet, again, keep it quick, meaning give them a quick win, but also obviously you want to add value. So this is about, wow, look at what this person just provided me. And now, and you, when you're following up with them a few emails leading up to the webinar launch, for example, you've already built that rapport. You've already built that trust. You've already built that value for your target audience. They're like, yes, now I want this free training that you have coming up.
Okay, so this is a big deal. And here's where pre-launching becomes really important, getting out in front of it ahead of time. So I always tell my students, if you could do 90 days of a pre-launch, that's incredible. I typically can't even get ahead of it that much either. But I just want to point out that if you could do an intentional 90-day pre-launch, you are golden. But let's just say you can't do 90 days, so you do 60, which is typically what I do. 60 days of pre-launching, that means for 60 days before you start getting people into your webinar, you are building your email list. And building your email list is literally one of the most important success factors for a successful launch. And many of my students will get to the launch part and they'll say, okay, it's day one, I'm going to start filling up my webinar. But they have not focused on list building. And now they have a small list, even if it's, let's say, 1,000 people, but they haven't really nurtured it. So they are filling up their webinar to crickets, like no one's paying attention. So if you want to take that stress away, you create a freebie, a lead magnet, a guide, a whatever it might be, a cheat sheet, something that is fully aligned with what you plan to sell on your webinar. And at least 60 days before before, this is the important part that Rick and I wanted to share with you. It's the timing of the strategy. Before you open the doors to your webinar, you are putting out that freebie and using ads, whether it be video ads, static image ads, carousel ads, Instagram ads, whatever you're doing, or all of the above, to get people to sign up for your lead magnet even before you open doors to your webinar registration. Does that make sense, Rick?
Absolutely. And I just want to add to that from a targeting perspective, if you already have an email list and it's, let's just say it's at least 1,000 people on your email list, create a lookalike audience of that email list to target your ad to. Now, just to kind of quickly recap what a lookalike audience is, all right, I have my custom audience in Facebook of my email list. Let's just say 1,000 people. Now I'm saying, Facebook, go find me more people on Facebook who are similar with similar attributes as the people who are already on my email list and target that audience for your lead magnet. So you're attracting more people that are similar to the people on your email list. That makes sense?
So good. Yes, that part is very important. Even with the small email list, you can still create those lookalike audiences, and I highly encourage you to do so. And then here's another thing. If you create this free lead magnet before the webinar registration opens up, I want you on Facebook Lives during your pre-launch. I want that to be your call to action, even if you just do one. I've done this for many years. So you'll see me during the pre-launch of Digital Course Academy do weekly Facebook Lives on my page. And most often, the call to action is, if you like this and you want to dive in even more, I've got a free course creation starter kit. Go to this URL, go grab it, you're good to go. So I'm constantly using it as a call to action after I do my Facebook Lives where I teach something aligned with what I'll eventually sell. I'll mention it on Instagram stories. I'll get interviewed on people's podcast. It will be the freebie. If they give me permission to mention a freebie, I'll mention that. So I use it in tons of different ways, including Facebook ads, but can be a part of your overall big picture strategy.
If you're doing the Facebook Lives like that, just like you mentioned before, I mean, is like turn those into ads. You're still building those audiences of people who are engaging, and you have your call to action to the lead magnet.
Yes, so true. Love that. Okay, so that's strategy number two. Give me strategy number three for pre-launching.
One thing that has worked really, really well for me is doing a pop-up Facebook group.
Oh, okay. Meaning, tell me more.
So if let's just say it's you're 60 days out from your webinar launch. Well, I don't know that I would do it 60 days out, maybe 30 days out. You create a Facebook group that is going to be open leading up to the launch. And I like to keep it open during the launch as well. But you're using this Facebook group to create engagement, build an audience again to attract your ideal people in the Facebook group. And you're building a little community there of your target audience for your launch. And you can run ads to this in you know, a few different ways. So when I've done this in the past, so I was talking about that video strategy that I did last year, where the call to action on those videos was actually to go to the Facebook group. And so I let, you know, I told people at the end of the video, go to the Facebook group. I forget the exact language as far as what they were going to get, but I told them to, you know, we're building a pop-up community here, and we've been talking about X, Y, and Z. And it works really, really well. The other thing that you can do is for your lead magnet, for example, once somebody opts in on the thank you page, invite them to the Facebook group. And so I like that because not only are you getting their email address, but now you're also inviting them to the Facebook pop-up group. And then in the group there, you can do your Facebook Lives. You can do, you know, whatever you want to be adding value. You can be, it's all about building community and engagement. And what I've found is when those groups are, you know, around for just a short period of time, people tend to be really, really engaged. And what happens in those groups too is when you have the group open during the launch as well, people start talking about the program and how amazing it is. It's cool when you get former students in there as well because they're talking about it. And so I don't mean this in a negative way, but they're selling it for you.
Yes.
Right? So whether it's the webinar, whether it's the program, whether it's whatever it is that you're selling, like they're doing the selling for you because they're talking about the amazing experience that you've had. From the ad side, like I said, we drove people from those videos directly to the Facebook group. And this was something that I checked with Facebook. This is, again, this was almost a year ago, but I checked with Facebook and I don't have any ins at Facebook, meaning like, you know, nothing, I don't have a secret line to Zuckerberg or anything like that.
Dang it.
I wish I did, but I just asked them, I just went on their chat support and I was like, hey, I want to run an ad directly to my Facebook group. And I just see, do you see any problems here? Because it's sort of in the past, like you used to be able to do it, then you weren't able to do it, then it was okay. I didn't have any problems.
Oh, good.
You know, with this, you know, I've heard other people say, well, I tried this and it didn't work. I would try it to send people directly to the Facebook group. And it worked really, really well for us because of the engagement that we were able to build inside of the Facebook group.
Now, what would you say in an ad to get people to join a pop-up group during a pre-launch? Like, what's the ad about?
Yeah, it's about the benefit. It's about, you know, what are you going to be doing, you know, in that group? I would advise, like, you're teaching in there a couple times a week. Like you mentioned, doing a Facebook Live, maybe on your page. I would also be doing, you know, regular content in the group there. The key thing that you have to be careful of, and, you know, I have a lot of students that fall into this, and I know that you and I talk about this a lot too, is giving, and I don't mean this to sound shady, but you don't want to give too much away, right? You don't want to be like the instant Q&A for everybody, such that when your webinar and your program is open, like they don't need it because you've answered all their questions leading up to it. I'm not saying don't do Q&A. I'm just saying, you know, like don't answer everything so that there's nothing left for them between the webinar and the program.
Yes.
But the call to action, what you're talking about is basically what they're going to get in the group.
Okay, good. And that's really good. And I have done many launch pop-ups. I highly recommend them. One of my favorites is the one we do for B-School. And this last year, I did every day during the week for a full month. I was live in the group doing quick Facebook Lives, whether I answer a question or shared something or had someone of my team members jump in there with me. Hobie did one with me. But I thought I would hate it because going live is sometimes stressful for me. It's just videos, a lot of work for me. And mentally, my audience knows that. However, because I got into the habit of doing it every day, I thoroughly enjoyed it and was really easy for me. So doing more lives in Facebook groups is a great way to get comfortable with your audience. They get to know you, like you, trust you. And then the fact that I was doing so many lives, that was a great thing to put in an ad. That was one of the benefits that I was going to be live every day. So highly recommend it. I love the idea of running ads to the Facebook group, talking about the benefits, maybe even doing a video ad, telling them what they can expect is a great idea.
Can I add two things?
Yeah.
So you mentioned B-School there, and it just reminded me that I was talking to somebody on Marie's team, I don't know, a couple months ago, just about the recent B-School launch, and it was a successful launch. And I said, you know, what do you think, what was one thing that you would attribute to the success of the launch? And they said, we just list built all year long, like just continuing to grow our list. And it's like, again, you know, this is not rocket science here. This is not like some secret strategy that people are doing. It's just the basics.
Those right? that are willing to do the basics and stick with them, like be patient. That is a huge piece of this. So I love that. We're talking Marie Forleo, millions and millions of dollars worth of revenue with her digital courses. And her secret to success that she told you was, oh, we just continue to list build. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, seriously, that's why this episode's so important, because we're just saying, look, there's some really simple things you can do. It doesn't need to be complicated. And anyone that's like, heard that, I want to say, yeah, but have you done that? Have you actually implemented? That's where the rubber meets the road. Okay. So you promised us a bonus. Oh, wait, did we get to your second thing?
I have one more thing.
Yeah,
and I would be like, in this whole discussion of what we're talking about, I would be remiss. I want to sneak this word remiss into our interview today. I don't know why, but like,
you sound so I would sophisticated.
Be remiss. I know. So not. I would be remiss in not mentioning the fact that Facebook likes it. And when I say Facebook, I just mean the algorithm likes it when you consistently run ads to either get people to watch your video or list build or what have you. In addition to when you're just running your launch ads, you will see lower costs for your ads during your launches when you are running ads more consistently throughout the year.
Okay, this is big.
Even during the pre-launch here, like we're talking about, if you're running ads like 60 days out, you will see better results when you start to do your actual launch ads for the webinar. What most people do is what? They're like, no ads, then all of a sudden running a launch, and then, okay, I'm going to do ads. And then when my launch is over, no more ads. Well, of course you can do that. You are going to see higher cost when you do that because you're not running ads consistently. Facebook's algorithm likes when you run ads consistently. It adds to your overall, you know, sort of Facebook account, if you will. The algorithm likes that. I'm trying to keep it simple here. And I don't mean you're not spending $100 a day or anything like that. If you're being consistent with what you're doing, again, whether it is doing Facebook Lives on your page, whether it's running ads for your lead magnet or what have you, that consistency of posting content, running some ads, that is going to help you when you actually do your ads for your launch.
Okay, this is big, guys. And I think this is part of my secret to success that I didn't even know until Rick shared this with me a while back. I'm always running ads, whether it be lately we've been trying some new podcast ads that we're running, but I'm always running evergreen ads. So you guys know I have one program on evergreen, List Builder Society. I do a free webinar for my list building course. So every day we're running ads to that webinar. And so when we run launch ads, the money we spend to get a lead is insanely low. We blow our own minds with that. But I think it's because we've always been running ads. So when you get to a place, and I teach this in Digital Course Academy, when you get to a place that you turn one of your programs on evergreen, and even if you run just a few ads, like a low budget ad every single week, that's going to help you immensely when you live launch. Yep. So I love that you shared that. I forgot all about that. Such a good strategy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The bonus one.
Yes.
The bonus strategy.
Give us a bonus.
And again, this is nothing earth shattering, but because you talk about it a lot, and this is running a quiz.
Okay. A quiz with ads. This is like a really good combination. Talk more about that.
Yeah, because as a pre-launch strategy, especially because you get to deliver value, you get to have some fun, right? In as you do your quiz, hopefully, you give somebody a quick win, but also you get to segment people. And so this is about attracting your ideal audience. And so if you set up a quiz that logically leads into your webinar and program, again, it's the same kind of thing that you're doing with a lead magnet, but it's in the form of a quiz. And so you can deliver quick value, give them a quick win, have some fun with it. And you're also building an audience when you do that to retarget when you do your launch. And so a quiz works extremely well and can be super, super low lead costs.
Yes, that's so true. You did a really good podcast episode on your own podcast about quizzes. Didn't you interview Shanti?
Yeah, with Shanti.
Yeah. So Shanti is one of my copywriters, and she is a copywriter for Rick as well. I think Rick got to work with her first, for the record.
And for the record,
not that we're competitive or anything, but Shanti works deep into my business now. She's my best friend. She comes over and eats at my house every night, just for the record.
And that's a long commute for Vancouver Island.
Dang it. I didn't know if you knew she lived very far. So
did you know she's having a kid?
Did you know that? I know everything about her. But anyway, she's created multiple quizzes for me, and I'm going to be introducing a quiz all about how to know which type of digital course is right for your business. She wrote that one, so she's a superstar, Rick, and I love her. But you did an episode, I've never done this, so I'm going to send them to your episode, all about creating a quiz, where she talked about the mechanics of it, like what goes into creating a really successful quiz, right?
Yeah, I just looked it up. It's episode 168.
168,
so
okay.
Yeah, how to use quizzes and Facebook ads to get quality leads.
Is it rickmulready.com/168?
168, yep, 168.
Okay, great. Okay, yep. We'll link to it in the show notes, but guys, go check that out. It's really, really good. So if you're looking for a pre-launch strategy, number one, quiz, where it's at. More work. I would call that an advanced strategy. You know, you want to do your quiz right. You don't want to just throw it together, because I cannot have someone take a quiz from me and then they get the results and they're like, this is fluff. Like, you got to take this seriously. Have a well-written quiz, but also a really good ad strategy with it. That's an advanced strategy, and I love it, and I recommend it for all pre-launching. So Yeah.
Yeah. Really one of my mastermind students, Trish Taylor, she did a quiz. It's called the brand style quiz. And she did it as a pre-launch strategy. And she was getting like 60 to 70 cent leads on cold traffic.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. Good.
And
so
again, good. You're adding your, it's fun. You're giving somebody a quick win. You're segmenting people so that you're attracting the only your ideal audience for the launch. And you're building that retargeting audience. And the cool thing here is, yes, this is a little bit more of an advanced strategy, but it's an advanced strategy because of the fact that there's more that goes into putting it together. But it's this, from an ads perspective, it's the same exact thing as if like this is your lead magnet. It's just a different type of lead magnet.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, because the ad strategy wouldn't be considered super advanced or anything like that. So that's a great point. But taking it back to this whole idea of pre-launching and why a quiz works so well is, in the beginning, we talked about when somebody gets to the point that you want them to sign up for your webinar, you have to ask yourself, like, where do you want them to be? What do you want them to be thinking, feeling? How ready do you want them to be before they sign up for your webinar? Well, a quiz can answer some of those questions or really give them clarity around some of the confusion or turmoil they might be thinking. Like for me, a lot of my students want to create a course, but they're not sure what type of course to create or what topic would be best for them. So helping them solve that before they get on a webinar. When they get on a webinar with me, I'm not selling them on the idea of creating a course. I'm showing them how doable it is and the steps they need to take to get started. That's a whole elevated conversation versus should I create a course or not? And what kind of course should I create? So a quiz gets them to where you want them to get to because they get to self-assess and then they get some detail as to where they are right now and what they need to do to move forward. So anyway, and a quiz could be a really great step into a webinar. If you do a quiz first and then in their results, you invite them to a webinar if they're ready for that. If their quiz results say they're ready to take the next step, that's also really cool. So yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and you can use the quiz if they're not, if from the findings of the quiz, if you find they're not quite ready, is like now they're on your email list, is you can use your email follow-up series to them to get them ready.
Yes.
To get them ready for that launch.
So true. So true. I love that strategy as well.
All right. It's all about the pre-launch, my friends. Do a pre-launch with intention and your launch is going to be so much better. Right. This is something that I didn't do for a long time. And then once I started incorporating and embracing this whole pre-launch period in whenever I did launches, my launches were way better. So definitely, if you're not already, take these tactics, tips and strategies for creating your pre-launch and making it that much better. Now, don't forget, live free webinar training I'm doing tomorrow, November 14th. It's called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, three strategies for creating effective ads that get results. This is for online experts. So you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, etc. And you've either never done ads before, and they intimidate the heck out of you, or you've been doing ads and you're not getting the results that you want, and you just want a simple step-by-step process, this training is going to be for you. Okay. So pick one of the times. You go to rickmulready.com/live-training. rickmulready.com/live-training. Even if you listen to this after the 14th, still make sure to register because I'm going to have a limited time replay of the training. Okay. Coming up on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way where I'm going to be sharing part two of last week's quick tip episode all about Facebook and Instagram ad stats, doing a deep dive into that. We did part one last week. Part two is coming up on Friday. Okay. Thank you so much, my friend, for listening to today's episode. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, They're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.